Muse Studio presents Nest Invader, written by Erebus and read by Greg. This is a My Hero Academia fanfiction and is rated explicit. This work carries the tags Somnophilia and Mildly Dubious Consent. Also, male Omega characters in this AU are depicted as having female genitalia. If it is possible that you may be triggered by any of these, this story may not be for you. Please take care. Most students are pretty good about respecting boundaries in the dorms. The buildings aren't 100% soundproof, and they're basically hotspots for teenage hormones, so things can get a bit tense at times. Again, most students are decent about ignoring a neighbor whining for a knot, a bite, a nestmate, and even the occasional stairway catastrophe. Denki's still working on controlling his output when he's in preheat. But Katsuki Bakugo just has to be different from the others. Oh, sure, he puts on a good show of lurking in his own room and never talking about heats or ruts or anything to do with dynamics, but everyone knows it's just a very good facade. Pretty much every member of 3A knows in some roundabout way that Bakugo has a thing for Midoriya. It's not like the nuzzling and open courtship that Kirishima and Denki engage in, or the quiet, stealthy hand-holding between Jiro and Momo, or even the less subtle way Sero and Todoroki hang out in each other's rooms. No, of course, Bakugo wouldn't do anything as normal as that. His apparent method of dealing with things is sneaking into Deku's room. At first, people wonder if he's sleepwalking, since they always see him making his way to Midoriya's floor after he's gone to his own room to sleep. It seems like a reasonable explanation, but it happens pretty infrequently, although not without a pattern. It's actually Mineta who notices first, lurking beside Shoji and Tokoyami on the couches during some kind of romantic gothic soap opera, staring up at the stairs with narrowed eyes. What's Bakugo doing in Midoriya's room? It's an innocent enough statement, considering Mineta's track record, but it's like holding a match to kindling. Suddenly, everyone is very invested in the goings-on between their classmates, trying to figure out the when and why of the visits. People compare notes about what Izuku was doing that night, his behavior, any indication of plans for later, what Bakugo was up to, any heightened aggression or other noticeable things. Yurarika remarks that Deku-kun has been sleepy in the past few days, but it could be because her, Tsuyu, and Ida were dragging him out for early morning runs more often. Aoyama says that Midoriya has eaten all of his cheese gifts this week and even made requests for more busharon the last time Aoyama hopped on his balcony. Finally, with his usual level of blunt absent-mindedness, Shoto notes that Izuku postponed a recent hangout because of his cramps. Suddenly, everything makes sense. It's not just random sleepwalking. It's Bakugo being Pied Pipered into Izuku's room by the scent of his heat. And Izuku hasn't just randomly been tired or extra hungry. He's carb-loading and exhausted from the approaching cycle. Midoriya's dynamic has never interfered with his internships, training, or other schoolwork. So it's a big change to see him taking it easy. Well, he still studies and works out for as long as he can, but no outright rest was happening until very recently. Deku rarely takes leave on his heat, always appearing to have a freakish iron level of control over his urges. But, as is evident from the last several months, simply pushing off the symptoms has finally grown to be too much for him to handle. It's almost a relief in some way to know that Izuku is human, the same as the rest of them, not some magic celibate god who never looks past his heroic goals to give himself a handy to deal with the pressure. A few people wonder aloud if it's a good idea to redirect Bakugo or interfere in their little meetings. But ultimately, after Bakugo lets out a rather venomous hiss when Denki happens to cross his path on his way to Izuku's room, 3A decides it's just another Wonder Duo thing. Ignoring the most recent set of antics is probably the best way to go. If an accidental challenge to territory has the grumpy alpha reacting like that to a packmate, they'd rather not find out what kind of response a full-on intervention might cause. As Denki puts it, burrowed into Kirishima's side the next time they see Bakugo skulking towards Midoriya's room, "No thanks. I choose life." A part of Katsuki knows, oh, does he ever know, that the others are catching on to his new routine. That he didn't intend to make it one is even more frustrating. Katsuki knows himself. He plans his life, schedules and organizes it to aim for success and achieve any goal that crosses his mind. Which, if one was to consider getting into bed with your rival a goal, he's doing a fine job fulfilling it. Apparently, he doesn't know himself as well as he thought. At first, it was just finding his face turning to follow a scent drifting through the room. Then, it was obsessively nosing for it in the halls on campus. After that, it was the goddamn urges and the undeniable bulge in his pajama pants when he was glaring at the ceiling at 8 p.m. attempting to sleep. Finally, it just becomes fucking outright impossible to pretend that he doesn't want to absolutely devour fucking Deku. God, he's fucked for this shit. And even worse, Deku either doesn't remember Katsuki visits him to cuddle, or he's just pretending the whole mess never happened and keeps happening. It makes Katsuki even more pissed because Deku keeps leaving his goddamn door unlocked, despite the visits. Anyone could fucking walk in and Katsuki is not letting some extra get in his way. It's not like he wants to be there or anything. He always promises himself that he'll get up before the nerd even notices he's there, but every time he just fucking passes out. Stupid Deku in his weak-ass plush bed, soft blankets, piles of pillows, and stuffed hero figures all concealing the curled, dozing shape of him from Katsuki's narrowed eyes. And then, after all that, Deku doesn't say anything. He just appears in class or the dorms, wearing sweaters and hoodies and looking cozy and less hyperactive than normal. Of course, Katsuki hasn't been saying anything either, because fuck if he's gonna tell these idiot extras that he can't control his urge to visit Deku in his unguarded nest. All he manages to do is growl when attention is brought to the whole thing, and snarl whenever someone gets in his way on the nightly trip to Deku's room. All he seems to do lately is growl and lurk around, glaring at people he'd normally tolerate around him, chattering about useless shit. This whole thing is fucking him up. He's gonna stop it. He won't go tonight. He'll leave Deku alone in his goddamn nest, where he can sleep on his own without any interruptions. No fucking invading extras. No alphas. The thought makes his fangs grind together, fury radiating head to toe at the thought of someone finding his... Fuck. Fuck. Katsuki can fucking control himself. He can. Izuku is pretty sure that it's just a dream. The seeing Kachan in his nest every month before his heat, that is. Kachan is so cuddly in the dreams, rubbing his face into Izuku's legs, hips, his belly, and his back. Even his neck a few times. So of course he thought it was all a dream at first. Kachan has never been intimate with Izuku when they're awake, so it's a rather simple conclusion to come to. Things don't exactly fizzle out into, yes, it was just a dream that made things awkward for a bit, situation. Rather, they explode, pun unintended, into an entire experience that completely changes everything he knows about his and Kachan's current, relationship. What finally clues Izuku into the fact that, yes, these things are actually happening is waking up to find Kachan on top of him. He went to bed early, as he'd begun making a habit of the past few months before every cycle, got all cozy and properly bundled up in his nest. What wakes him is a combination of things. The cool air on various parts of his body, the hot weight on other parts of himself, and the rough, very familiar voice making noises in his ear. And above all of that, Kachan is most definitely humping Izuku in his sleep, and sleep-talking some rather intimate things. Things like, shitty nerd trying to get away. Not on my watch. And my Omega. In a particularly growly voice, whenever Izuku wiggles in an attempt to escape Katsuki's clinging grip, Izuku will forever maintain his innocence over his reaction to such, stimulation. Who wouldn't have an explosive reaction to finding their secret crush in their bed, sleep-humping you and mouthing at your neck, growling about you being his Omega? So, yes, Izuku comes in his pants. His mind runs a mile a minute, leaping between panic and arousal at what most definitely is not a dream after all. Which means none of those other times were likely dreams, either. It's not a dream. But what's happening is so impossible, part of Izuku still refuses to believe it's actually happening. Katsuki interrupts his days by sinking his teeth into Izuku's shoulder, startling a mumbling, moaning ramble from Izuku's mouth. Oh my god, Kachan, biting, ow! Ow! Oh no. Oh, it feels good. Oh no. Kacha nips his neck harder, growling Izuku's nickname and purring. He's shoving his hips into Izuku's ass like he can magically make their clothes disappear. Izuku stares at his pillows and plushies with dawning realization. gripped at the neck and covered head to toe by aroused, semi-aggressive alpha. Kachan wants to fuck me. It takes only a moment for that to sink in before a second, even more embarrassing thought skips into his head, batting his eyes as though no consequence could be enough to dissuade Izuku from jumping headlong into the proposed action. Yeah, wiggling out of his sleep shorts and letting Kachan have him. Izuku can admit that the thought is arousing. He wants to let Kachan have him, but in the end, it just feels wrong. Maybe Kachan didn't really mean to do this. Like, it's just scent or some instinct, and Izuku is just convenient. So he shouldn't try to take advantage. Which, as he thinks it, is kind of ridiculous, because technically, Kachan is taking advantage of him by coming in here. Admittedly, Izuku could be better at locking his door near his heat. But that's beside the point. The point is, he really wants to roll onto his back and wrap his legs around Kachan's waist. Give him more places to lick, nip, and mark. Izuku could rub his face into that broad chest, purr, and roll his hips up just a little bit. There's a vibrator under his pillow. A heat aid in the bedside drawer he meant to sit on after his nap. He always knots himself to try and do some homework before his body figures out it's been tricked. But now his body is very aware of the difference between a toy and the real deal. And it wants it. Stupid mind of its own pussy getting all wet and making it extra obvious that he wants an alpha dick stuffed inside of him. But not like this. Izuku wants it, but he would feel terrible if Kachan didn't actually mean it. So he has to get out from underneath him, wake him up somehow, and try not to die of embarrassment before locking himself in and coming until his stupid instincts stop shouting about a perfectly good alpha being right there and, from his instincts' point of view, very willing to be made of use. Izuku takes a moment to gather himself, attempting to wall off his reaction to the rolling hips, groping hands and warm mouth seeking every patch of flesh it can find. Finally, he wriggles one knee to the side, meaning to start his journey out of the Kachan-invaded nest. Instead, Izuku stifles a moan in his pillow when Kachan immediately slides between his legs, rutting in just the right place. He does his best to muffle the sounds Kachan forces him to make. But it's a little hard with said alpha nipping at his neck and grinding against his pussy whenever Izuku makes another, slightly louder, bitten back whine that all but yells, fuck me, fuck me, fuck, 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 and so forth. One of Kachan's arms, which feels far too good wrapped around him, works its way beneath him. Izuku's really in trouble now. Because now one of those dangerous, quirk-heated hands takes a great interest in rubbing between his legs from the front. It's an all-angles attack, and Izuku is only so strong. Izuku whimpers a single, Kachan, when he comes, from those talented, twisting fingers. It's not fair. It's not fair. It just feels so good, and yet here he is, the only awake party, feeling too guilty to really, truly enjoy being made to come in all sorts of fun new ways. Kachan finds the waist of his shorts, working his way in and down, and fuck, Izuku is wet. He can feel it, dripping all over Kachan's hand. Well, so much for the keeping his clothes on bit, because Kachan turns his hand, and Izuku hears a telltale snap and tear of fabric as his horny, still very much humping him backpack, rips his shorts off with a hungry, satisfied snarl. Oh shit, this is definitely about to be actual sex, isn't it? Kachan shuffles above him, one hand flicking the remnants of his shorts away before returning to press Izuku's chest down. The other hand busies itself, presumably, with getting Kachan equally naked. Only, instead of a dick, that he most definitely has not been thinking about for years now, no he has not, pressing into him, there's a big shift of weight and pressure, and Izuku chokes on a moan as hands hold his thighs apart, and Kachan's tongue shoves into his pussy. And so ends Izuku's ability to stay quiet. Because a mouth on one's pussy is certainly grounds for making noise. So, he screams. Loudly. In a good way. But there's definitely lots of moaning and yelping coming out of his mouth that he has zero control over. Especially with Kachan humming and making greedy, delighted sounds as his thumbs slip between Izuku's lower lips and hold him open for even more access. Izuku moans and sprawls out on his belly, letting Kachan nudge his legs further apart. He can't do it. He's a terrible person, a horrible person, a completely sex-crazed Omega, and he just cannot resist this anymore. Kachan, you better be awake, Izuku thinks, before the clit sucking and fingers nudging into him sweep away those pesky rational thoughts. Kachan seems satisfied by Izuku's whining and writhing on his tongue, and clearly impatient from the way he growls and rips his mouth away after barely 5, 10, no, maybe, actually probably like, oh shit, why is his tongue so hot? 20 minutes of eating him out? Izuku shudders at the feel of slick and spit dripping down his thighs, then up the length of his back as Kachan crawls on top of him.
Mine, fucking Deku,
he snarls, gripping Izuku's hips with one hand and smacking his very thick, heavy cock against his ass with the other.
Oh, he's awake all right.
Izuku turns his head, wanting to see Kachan above him. Can't blame him. He's been fantasizing over Kachan since he first figured out poking his clit made his body go, whoa. But the alpha growls and pushes his face back into the pillow.
Stay.
Izuku wriggles his ass to go along with the needy whine he lets out.
Kachan, please.
Take that. If Kachan is going to pull the alpha dominance card, Izuku's going to use his own goods to get what he wants. Namely, Kachan's dick in his pussy. Thank you very much.
Shitty, shitty Deku.
Kachan grits out, clearly attempting to stay ahead in their play for control over the situation. Still, Izuku's whining bears fruit as Katsuki finally starts to push in. Resolved of the momentary fucking my friend in his sleep guilt, Izuku moans brokenly, gripping the pillow with one hand and shoving the other beneath his body. He barely gets 3 strokes on his clit before Kachan smacks his hand away. The venom in the hiss he lets out surprises even him, but the sudden hormonal irritation dies down pretty quick once Kachan reaches down with quirk-heated fingers to play with him, rubbing his clit slow and steady as he works himself in deeper.
Better.
Izuku's used his heat aids, and they feel okay. Standard silicone that's nothing much to write home about. But Kachan? Kachan feels really, really good. He's thick and a little curved, and fuck, it's a nice stretch as he pushes in deep and grinds their hips together. Izuku turns his head on the pillow, eyes closed as he mumbles and purrs and moans in delight while Kachan curses and leans over him, thumbing his clit with one hand and pinning Izuku's with the other, lacing their fingers together.
So sweet.
Izuku's stupid heart shivers along with his insides, which are very much enjoying the thick alpha dick pressed up inside them. Kachan seems happy too. Well, happy for Kachan, which sounds smug, possessive, and very satisfied.
Fucking tight.
Izuku cracks an eye open, biting his lip at the attractive sight above him. Kachan's shirtless, all pale skin and scars, muscles and tits that just don't quit. But apparently, he got too impatient to fully undress, since his black shorts are still trapped around his thighs. He's going to get a crick in his neck from looking up and back like this, or strained eyes, but it's worth it to engrave this whole thing in his mind. Because it's like a random one-off, probably. There's no way Kachan... Well, Izuku's just glad to have him once. Kachan's hand tightens on his, curling their fingers together into a little fist. A fist that pretty much engulfs Izuku's hand, because Kachan's hands are like, well, they're hot, literally, but also massive. Izuku is loving the big hand splayed against his cunt, stroking and dipping in to spread his lips around the base of Kachan's cock, wet with slick. Izuku rocks his weight forward when Kachan tugs his hips away, then shoves himself back hard, hissing as their skin smacks together. Whatever kind of sedate pace Kachan might have been aiming for goes out the window after that. His hands brace beside Izuku's shoulders, hips working fast and hard in long swings ending in these delightful, agonizing little grinds that have Izuku whining for more.
Kachan!
Izuku can't keep quiet now that he started making noise, but for once it doesn't seem like Kachan is in any hurry to shut him up. He leans closer, nipping at Izuku's shoulder before moving toward his neck. Little growls punctuate the other sounds in the room as Katsuki methodically marks up Izuku's neck. He's intent on it, diving in with raspy little snarls whenever Izuku shudders and twists, bringing new bits of freckled skin within reach of his sharp, hungry mouth. Kachan's hand twists between Izuku's legs, the pads of his fingers rough and hot on his clit, sending little jolts of pleasure through him with each press and rub against the swollen nub. He's never had great stamina, especially not close to heat like this. It's not surprising when his body seizes up and a cracked, high-pitched yowl escapes while he comes, hips bucking as Kachan fucks him through it.
Oh, fuck you. Tight little. Feeling good, shitty Deku? Getting real tight. Fuck.
Hachan snarls, snapping his hips hard when Izuku's spasms intensify, clenching around his dick until the alpha drops to his elbows. Izuku stiffens at the sudden stretch inside of him, jerking up before Kachan's teeth sink into his shoulder. Katsuki drops his weight onto Izuku, pinning him down while he pushes his knot in, making sure they lock together. Izuku's inside spasm again, tightening around the impossibly wide bit of flesh, milking it with slow, instinctive squeezes. Instinctive squeezes that have them both moaning and collapsing to the bed. So, now they're both awake, knotted, reeking of each other, and Izuku has no idea what to say. Thanks for the fuck? Kachan grumbles against his back, moving his face side to side in Izuku's hair. Nuzzling? No way. Not Kachan. Shitty nerd. Kachan rasps, one hand moving down to squeeze his hip. Kachan? Izuku doesn't exactly want to break the tremulous peace between them, but since they're, locked together, it's pretty much now or never. Kachan shifts, holding Izuku tight against his belly as he rolls them on their side. Izuku bites back a groan at the pull inside of him, thighs twitching together. Kachan's hand slides onto his belly, big and radiating heat. It's ridiculous that the first thing he thinks of is that hand edging down, just enough to play with his clit, still throbbing from his orgasm. Izuku's eyes are heavy with the tangle of scents in his nest. He does his best to keep himself awake enough to listen for Kachan's answer. Thinking about sex to stay awake is, admittedly, a little embarrassing.
Lock your door,
Kachan growls finally, his face still pressed into Izuku's hair. Izuku can't help bursting into laughter. All his guilty hesitation, now Kachan has the nerve to criticize him? You came into my room! Izuku isn't complaining, just noting the irony of Kachan getting huffy over having access in the first place.
Yeah, well, fuck off,
Kachan growls, sharp-tipped fingers digging briefly at Izuku's belly before holding him tight and close once more. This is definitely cuddling. And that was all definitely sex. So Kachan knows full well what just happened, and he's okay with it? Izuku's face flames. So...
Katsuki clicked his tongue. Stupid nerds don't know when to shut up.
Izuku growls, digging needle-sharp claws into the heavy arm on his belly. Kachan stiffens, releasing a muted yip before Izuku lets him go, stroking the warm skin now dotted with claw imprints. The message has been received, though, as no more criticisms are forthcoming. Izuku huffs, swinging his foot against the sheets. He wants to see Kachan, take his hands into his hair, but that might be a future possibility and not a right-now activity while they're, stuck. Kachan's face brushes against his head again. It feels soothing, even though that's hardly a Kachan type of thing to be doing. Izuku relaxes further, eyes half-lidded from the cozy warmth. A blanket from his nest, very Kachan-scented, tugs up over them.
Talk later,
Kachan mumbles. Staying? Izuku's rumbling the two of them with his purr as he snuggles back against the broad, familiar chest behind him. Kachan's thumb strokes over his skin.
Yeah.
For once, he doesn't sound angry about admitting to it. He actually sounds happy.
Well, wonders never cease.
Well, if Kachan will be here when he wakes up, that's all right then. Izuku goes back to purring, letting himself go drowsy and stupid as a deep, raspy rattle hums in his ears. Katsuki is fucked. He just fucked Deku. The nerd is passed out on his knot, purring away, smelling so damn good. All while Katsuki is trying not to have a mental breakdown over the whole just-fucked-my-rival situation and the realization that he most definitely wants to do it again. More importantly, from the sounds of it, Izuku wants him to do it, do him, again. Katsuki can barely remember what he said when Deku called him out on the whole breaking into his room. He doesn't even know why he said the lock-your-door thing. Well, he does. Unlocked doors mean anyone could creep in here and... Katsuki's teeth grit together. A dangerous rattle in his chest pouring out until the warm lump curled against him makes a plaintive, pitiful sound. Katsuki forces the growl down, embarrassed at his lack of control and the urge to keep his Deku calm. Sure, keep it together for years and then finally lose his shit over stupid, good-smelling, shitty Omega nerds and their cozy, fucking inviting nests and intentionally unlocked doors. Embarrassing. Well... At least no idiots are going to try and make any stupid decisions, like cozying up to Deku thinking they've got a chance. Ugh. Katsuki puts his face back in Deku's hair, sniffing the lingering happy Omega scent to clear out his idiotic, knot-headed thoughts. Speaking of knots, it never takes this long for him to relax, but apparently having a tight, warm pussy wrapped around his cock means his body is in no rush to help them separate. Feels good, at least. Stupid deck of shitty insides squeezing constantly around him, making his hips twitch with each sigh and shift from the cozy monster in front of him. Deku lets out a muffled whine, and Katsuki doesn't even think before putting a hand between the nerd's legs. Seems to really like having his clit played with, if the sleepy, warbling moan is any indication. Stupid nerd probably plays with himself all the time. All at once, Katsuki remembers how good Izuku tasted. And fucking hell, his teeth are sharp and his mouth is full of drool. He swallows it away, ignoring the brief, spicy taste of venom. That is not happening. Definitely not. Briefly, his mind conjures an image of Deku hovering over him, thick thighs spread around Katsuki's head, locked in place with Katsuki's hands digging into his hips, so he can eat and eat. Fuck. He swallows again, panting into Deku's hair. Deku's hips twist against his, reacting to the slow, focused rub-off Katsuki's giving him. He rolls closer, pushing forward when Deku slides back, half asleep while the two of them ride out whatever stupid hormonal shit is going on. Katsuki pants into Deku's hair, growling when Deku clenches around him, thrusting into his hand and whimpering, fucking whimpering his name. Fucking underhanded. Katsuki snarls and snaps his hips closer, shivering at the tinge of overstimulation from coming again while still tied. Deku lets out a cracked, slutty sound that floods Katsuki's mouth once more, fingers moving faster until a clawed hand digs into his, holding him in place as the whole of his hand and wrist are just soaked. Holy fuck. Katsuki's mouth cracks open, teeth sharp and ready. He jerks his head back at the last second, growls echoing in the room of being denied. Shit, he was definitely about to. Fucking hell. It's not like other idiots haven't chomped down on one another at UA. Dunn's face is always covered in marks from shitty hair. Even stupid Icy Hot leaves marks on soy sauce. Katsuki never thought he'd be like one of those horny stupid extras, flaunting that shit all over the place. But here he is, licking his lips at the thought of leaving bite marks all over his fucking ugh. Some part of him. The part that remembers being brats running around, nosing into a freckled neck and leaving pup bites all over. Doesn't mind the idea of leaving a mark. His mark. The other part. The part that spent years being a shit and making a stink over how much he hates displays and shit. Stupid. Katsuki doesn't want to think about that while he's still inside the nerd. Kind of inevitable to have to, though, now that he's in Deku's nest and made a fuss about it. Whatever. Fuck it. He'll blast the face off any idiot who says shit. And that includes the stupid, good-smelling idiot purring against him. He'll wait till shitty Deku wakes up to leave a mark. Then it won't matter if the stupid door is unlocked, which he is going to keep nagging the nerd about. The stupid extras will know damn well to keep their paws to themselves if they don't want to get ripped apart. Smug, satisfied, and thoroughly sated, Katsuki grips Deku tighter and sticks his nose back into his messy hair. He shoves a leg between Deku's and relaxes against the haphazard pile of blankets and pillows around them, forcing his mind to shut up about what-ifs and other stupid worries. His stupid nerd is his, and that's that. No one says anything about Izuku's bitten and thoroughly marked up neck when they see him again, a day or so later. He looks sleepy, satisfied, and suspiciously wobbly on his legs as he moves around the kitchen. Katsuki appears sometime later, freshly showered, though it doesn't quite hide a familiar scent lingering on his person. Denki receives a mini explosion to the face after he snickers and points out a mark on Katsuki's neck. The others wisely don't mention the numerous claw marks on his back and shoulders that his tank top does nothing to cover. If anyone sees Katsuki slipping into Izuku's room, or vice versa. After that, they pretend otherwise. Besides, it's pretty obvious they're fucking, considering the dorms aren't soundproof. Nursing his bruised face, Denki whines to Kirishima on the couch as they watch Katsuki stalk up the stairs a few minutes after Izuku goes to bed. It's like a strange live reality show, except in the dorms, they don't have the option to mute the channel when the contestants decide it's time to get horizontal. Hopefully, they'll have the majority of it out of their system before bedtime, especially if Bakugo intends to stick to his regular old man sleep schedule. Kachan's gonna have to pay his neighbor's hush fees, Denki grouses, still sullen over his scorched bangs. His lower lip is stuck out, brows furrowed as he lifts a frizzy strand of blonde hair. Pretty sure Bakugo's already found a soundproof place, Kirishima says, scratching gently at Denki's scalp. He should know. Bakugo had a stack of apartment guides and realtor business cards on his desk when he came over for a study session earlier that week. Bakugo growled when he saw Kirishima looking, but he just smiled and went back to their homework without saying a word. Seeing this, "we definitely just had sex" display in the dorms just solidified the suspicion Kirishima already had, though he had a little more tact than Denki. It's pretty sweet, actually. But Kirishima knows Bakugo would rather die than admit that he went to so much effort. Oh well, guess that's one way to keep an eye on your rival. This has been a recording of Nest Invader. If you enjoyed this story, please leave comments and kudos on the original story at archiveofourown.org/works/367-0134.